29 of August is the day when, by decree of the president of Kazakhstan, was closed Semipalatinsk nuclear test site. This is number two, the largest in the world. And Kazakhstan was the first country in the world voluntarily closed such kind of huge nuclear weapon test site. Because more than four decades, 40 years, Kazakhstan suffered from nuclear weapon tests at Semipalatinsk nuclear weapon polygon. And we're still suffering, and because some spots of the land, it is impossible to be recovered. And of course, the health of the population, it is 1.5 million population in this area who's still suffering from health.
What types of sufferings are the people experiencing from this?
First of all, the number of population with cancer is increasing annually, and we have still some people who burn with some kind of diseases, which is unusual. And we have actually medical research center there. We changed the purpose of some labs in this nuclear weapon tests area into a medical research center. And with the help of some countries like Canada, Netherlands, Swiss, Japan, we actually have very good research medical center.
The Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty has been signed by many states, but many still have not signed it. Why do you think they have not signed it?
This is probably another importance of 29 of August, like International Day Against Nuclear Tests, to again to say loudly what does it mean, nuclear weapons. My president today proposed and declare it that Kazakhstan launching this special program by the name ATOM. It means abolishing tests, our mission. All of us should target one purpose, to bring all of us and planet to the world without nuclear weapon.